Welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. Each week I'll be sharing prayer requests from the persecuted church. I'm using information from persecution.com, the website of Voice of the Martyrs, and I'm using it by permission. If you go there and click on the word pray, you'll be able to access this info for yourself. This week we ask you to pray for the successful Bible balloon launches. In the late hours of October 23rd, the staff of a VOM partner organization gathered to launch Bibles into North Korea via balloon. The launch party prepared packages containing lightweight Korean New Testaments, attached them to hydrogen-filled balloons, and released a total of 3,600 of them into the air. After the overnight launch, the group was just 675 short of their goal of sending 48,000 into a country where the Bible is forbidden. As winter approaches, fewer days will provide weather conditions suitable for balloon launches. Pray for the successful launching of Bible balloons. And then pray for believers in Ethiopia. Ethiopian Christians are becoming increasingly concerned about their security as an Islamist terrorist group becomes more active in the country. On November 5, four people were killed when their minibus was hit by a roadside bomb northwest of the capital, Addis Ababa. Although no one has claimed responsibility, the Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab is suspected in the bombing. On October 13, two people were killed in another bombing in Addis Ababa. The government has warned citizens about increased militant attacks throughout Ethiopia. VOM Contact said believers are concerned about the increasing violence and have asked for prayer. Al-Shabaab specifically targets Christians in neighboring Somalia. Pray for believers in Ethiopia. And pray for Pastor Leopoldo. Pastor Leopoldo Alonso and three other Christian men from the Independent Pentecostal Christian Church in Oaxaca, Mexico, were severely beaten and imprisoned for their faith. The four evangelical Christians were held for 3 days by local authorities in the rural village known as San Juan Ozolotepec, before state officials rescued them. After months of making threats against Christians, San Juan Ozolotepec municipal president Pedro Cruz Gonzalez issued a public order on November 4 to demolish the church and to lynch, imprison, and torture the church members. The following day, local authorities arrested the pastor and three members of the church. After their rescue, Pastor Leopoldo and the other men were taken to a local hospital and treated for the severe injuries sustained during their imprisonment. Yes, I said Mexico. Mexico, south of the United States border. Serious persecution of believers. Do you hear us? Pray for Pastor Leopoldo. Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. My name is Bob. I'm an area coordinator for Voice of the Martyrs in the state of Illinois, but this is not an official VOM presentation. It is done with permission, but not officially. Just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a VOM representative willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size, 5,000, about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. No charge for the service, even the books that we give, there's no price tag put on them. Just email me at bob.j.faulkner, F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R, .72, that's bob.j.faulkner.72 at gmail.com. I'll get it set up for you. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.